See what we got. Oh, I got a message on Facebook. Here it is. He says he's dialing. Okay, I'll let him do that. Dad, are you on landline?
Yo. Yeah, I just got on here. I'm still figuring it out what's going on.
Bonjour, Dad.
Good to hear everybody.
Yeah.
All right, good. Cool. Hello, everybody. Bonjour.
Bonjour.
I'm Leah Lem.
And I'm Cole Primo.
And we are your hosts for Native Lights, Where Indigenous Voices Shine.
Yep.
Connecting with our neighbors edition.
There you go.
In this episode, we are talking to...
our dad, William Primo.
Yes, we are talking to our dad, William Primo, a.k.a.
There's so many AKAs.
A.k.a. Poppy Primo. So you're at your place, right, at Owl Hoot Station?
That's correct, by the Tamarack River and Tamarack Forest, State Forest. Mm-hmm. My dad lived just east of here, about 3 miles, and my ma lived west of here, about a mile and a half.
Owl Hoot Station, right?
That's right.
Where did that name come from?
I was thinking of something else. I could have thought of like Owl Hoot Landing. Like that's where they dump logs into the water. That's been used because we have Yellow Banks Landing and St. John's Landing and all these places like it had landing in it. And I thought about something's got to be different. So I remembered that the Australians, they don't say farms or ranches. They say stations. So I said, there it is, Owl Hoot Station. And Owl Hoot is from the old Western jargon as outlaws.
I like it a lot.
So it translates to outlaw farm.
Yeah, that's
that's cool.
Backwaters of America, tall and piney.
So is anything different for you during the pandemic?
Yeah, there is a little bit difference. I've noticed there one or two less cars per day going by.
Oh, wow.
What's that, like 50% less?
That's about it.
Did you get your grocery shopping done?
You betcha.
And how was that?
It wasn't too bad. There wasn't that much shortages at the market. People were doing their minimal buying, you know, and saving stuff for other people. And
oh, nice.
There was even a few big family-size packages of TP left on the shelves. I was surprised.
What?
Oh, man, you should have grabbed one for me.
There you go, Cole.
Hey, Dad, do you remember anything like this happening to this scale before?
No, not even close to this scale before. This is just like totally something really new for me, too. So
yeah,
there was never anything like this before. There was just, you know, like the Cold War and the atomic bomb threat and
mm-hmm.
the Cuban Missile Crisis and the race riots of the 60s but those were like far away, and you know they were in the United States, but they seemed so far away.
Mm-hmm.
Dad, did your parents ever, our grandparents ever talk about, you know, like the flu pandemic in like the 1917 or 1918?
My dad told me about the times like during the Depression. That's all his recollection was. I think those were in the 30s or something like that.
Gotcha.
And he said it was just business as usual back around here because they always lived poor. Mm. You know, they had their pigs and their sheep and their, you know, they hunted and they went to wild rice camp and maple camp and they did all their stuff just the way it usually was. It wasn't. The only thing that was hard about those days were the getting the you know, like parts for cars, oil and gas and tires, you know, and goods that they had to have, you know, but that were used also at the time for the war effort. They had to ration those things too. But other than that, I don't remember them saying anything about you know, mass sicknesses other than a lot of the kids that came back from like the government schools were affected by the coal fired stoves they had. You know, they may have got I don't know what, emphysema or something from the, you know, from the different ways of heating, you know, smoky rooms and stuff like that. That's about it. That's all about all I can remember.
Well, are you taking any precautions, Dad?
Oh, here?
Yeah.
No, I have my usual amount of food. I have my usual amount of backup, and if it gets real thin, I'll just go hunting.
See, that's a thing, right? Like, when you're living in the country, and I know, like, even in Grand Rapids here, I mean, we live in the country. I mean, we're pretty close to town, but I feel like we're at least a little bit more prepared, you know, like, you know, all of our firewood, which we're running low on right now and stuff like that, like fuel, we're at least stocked up a little more than we would be in the cities.
As opposed to, yeah, the city slicker myself.
You always have to be aware of stuff like that, you know, especially when you live out in the country. Like, yeah, you know, it takes a moment or two just to go check the tanks, just to make sure you keep on top of that all the time, you know.
Like your propane tank?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sort of stuff is on your mind, because we ran out of propane the first winter here. We didn't even know what to look for, you know. It's just some of those things you learn over time.
Yeah, it's always got to be on your mind. You know, it isn't something that you have to walk around every day carrying. It's, you know, it's something that you just do have to remember, you know, because occasionally the power will go out. You know, what's your backup plan for that? And mine is to go move in the garage with K-Cake, because we have a generator out there, and I can hook that up to his heater and we'll have heat, you know. But mm-hmm. the power goes out in the house, my electric stove won't come on. But
mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've got to be aware of that.
Need your bug out bag too.
Got that ready all the time.
Yeah, explain the bug out bag.
Oh, it's a duffel bag. It's about, I don't know, about, I'd say close to 30 inches by, you know, by foot square or something like that. And it has all kinds of stuff. It has the medical supplies. Yeah. It has emergency shelter. It has about 8-9 days of food, you know, trail food. It's got all kinds of, like, equipment. You know, just stuff that you could run out in the woods and hide with, and keep yourself going. You know, like mosquito repellent. I got a pair of jeans in there now, raincoat.
Had the Wranglers.
That's where you should have found me now. If I'd have been brave.
Awesome! You got your video games in there.
Yeah.
Your Game Boy. Your Game Boy.
All I have is the movies. I don't watch TV.
Oh, okay.
That's the worst. That's the mind killer.
You gotta watch TV.
Like,
movies.
Like, you gotta like throw about 100 books in there. That'd be.
Well, you'd have something to read and something for fuel.
Yep. Yep.
And what are you reading right now?
What am I reading now? I'm reading what is the name? Kessler. It's a mystery about an Egyptian plague that surfaced in the modern world, you know, like right now days.
All relevant.
And they're trying to find the tomb of this princess who had the cure, some sort of herbs that she had with her when she ran away because of the plague in Egypt. And the story gets really complicated and unbelievable, where she escaped down the Nile or up the Nile to the Mediterranean Sea and got away, and she went to Spain on one of those reed boats that they had. And then from there, she went to Scotland and Ireland and founded the Celtic civilization. That happened all in 106 pages.
So why did you want to read that book? Is it because of what's happening now, or?
Oh, it was just in my list. My stack of read books.
So she had a cure, right, with her herbs and stuff. That's what I heard.
For this plague that they had. The people that were messing around in Egypt or something like that in those archaeological digs bust open the plague and it started to spread.
Ooh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of herbs and medicines and stuff, usually when I burn sage, it's like on a special occasion. Uh-huh. But these days, for the past like 2 weeks or more, it's been like a couple times a day.
Just constantly
like burning sage and like putting tobacco out and all that stuff, and it feels good.
It's a way of reassuring yourself that things will be better. You know, me in the back of my mind, you know, well, do I question this because you know, it's been handed down to me for you know, since, you know, I don't remember how far back, but you know, my people did it, you know, and I'm doing it. But then every once in a while, I go turn on the my ozone machine. it cleaned the house out really good. You know, and it was ozone things that shoots ozone out of the shack and then purifies the air.
Yes. Yeah, I got the purifier you gave me. That's running nonstop now.
That's a good idea.
Not to prop Dad up or anything right now, but you just recently were appointed associate judge for District 3 of Black's Band of Ojibwe. Has that whole situation been affected by this pandemic?
Well, we're kind of on hold as far as I believe trials are. So I haven't heard from the other two justices and the main judge. I haven't heard from them for a couple of days. I've been trying to get a hold of them to have a meeting over the phone.
Yeah,
things have been kind of quiet. I think they're sheltering in place, and we'll get back up on it as soon as the situation stabilizes. I believe they're saying what, 15 days or 16 days or something like that right now.
Yeah,
so we'll see.
Yeah, it seems like there's just been so much disruption.
I know, like my board membership too with the corporate ventures. We've just been getting memo alerts how the casino is gonna, you know, closing and what steps they're doing to you know, ensure employee safety as well as you know, customer safety. So
closing down the casinos, that would have to be a big topic of conversation for the corporate ventures board too, huh?
Yeah, it was done, you know, it was done by the as I say, the heads of state, the you know, like the chief executive and the tribal board, which kind of, you know, usurp all the other little boards around. So they made the decisions up there, and they just gave us the words downstairs.
Okay, gotcha.
You know, because they had to act quick. You know, they couldn't wait for all the boards to get together and you know, get their little quorums going and vote in individual little places and then pass the decisions up. So what they did was they made a command decision.
Yeah. Sure.
Closed her down for 2 weeks on Monday, March 16th, to be specific.
I hope. I haven't heard really what other casinos are doing, but I'm pretty sure that it's like nationwide are heeding to call for closing too.
Yeah. Mm.
I want to know what Cole's doing. I mean, being held up down there and that.
Oh, it's fine. We're hunkering down. We're not going to gatherings or anything, you know. I've been ordered to work from home, and I will do that. So we're okay. Okay.
What was the name of this interview? Leah told me that she wanted me to think.
Oh,
of a
yeah.
Name.
Oh yeah, the name. Oh, yes.
God.
Yes, we want to find a good name for it, like, you know, like chatting, or you know, stoop conversations, something like that in Ojibwe, and just like a easy name.
Yeah, so I mean, they're casual conversations. We're supposed to be kind of like neighbors talking.
I was thinking of something. I think there was come laughing, bidape. Like if you're heading towards a bunch of people and you're laughing because you're happy to see them.
I like that, bidape.
Yeah, like you see your friends. You see your friends standing around at the at the club or something, or in a or at the park.
At the club.
Say, hey, there they are.
At the club. Yeah.
Bidape. The short I-E-A-E at the end. You'll get it.
Okay.
Bidape is great, though.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's about it. Then.
Awesome. Very cool. Well, thanks for chatting, Dad. I don't know if you have anything else.
No, just you guys be safe out there.
Yeah.
You too. You
Thank
too.
You. We will be. All right. Bye, Dad. Love you.
Bye-bye. Hey, later. I gotta go find the dog.
Okay. Bye.
All right, bye.
So, Bidape.
Bidape. I like that.
I like that as a name.
We don't know how long this road is. We don't know how long this journey is going to be. But when we keep making these connections to one another. We can get through it all together as one big family community, right?
We're in this together. Thank you for listening to Native Lights, Connecting with Our Neighbors, or BIDAPI.
Yeah, we're going to have these conversations a couple times a week. So make sure to listen to the new episodes as they come out.